You're listening to Binging the Devil's Fruit, a One Piece manga read-through podcast where the best fruits are the ones you savor and are best enjoyed taking your time consuming. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Binging the Devil's Fruit. This is episode 56 of the podcast. I am your host, John Mugiwara JM, joined as always by my co-host, Jack Peanut.
Hey.
And welcome to the final episode we're recording in 2024. This is not our final episode. Hell no. Our final episode will be when One Piece ends, whenever that is in 10 years. So we last left off. We were in the throes of the Skypiea arc. The Straw Hats are being sacrificed to God, and the Straw Hats that didn't get sacrificed to God are trying to stop that. Not a whole lot to say beyond that, other than the guy they're trying to fight is really goddamn annoying.
Satori, his name is.
Satori,
right?
Is pronounced, but Satori. Whatever. He doesn't dignify a proper pronunciation. He sucks. But you know what doesn't suck? This next chapter we're going to read. So ready to go?
Oh, hell yeah.
All right. If you would like to read along with us while we binge the Devil's Fruit, Shonen Jump has their entire manga library available through their subscription service for just $2 a month. Or if you happen to have the physical volumes or omnibuses handy, that works too. No, we're not being paid to say this. I wish we were. And remember, when you hear this sound, that means it's time to turn the page. Anyway, thanks for coming along with us and enjoy the read through. Chapter 248, Former God versus Vassal.
Rockbow's Omnibus Rampage, Volume 11, Me Under the Bridge. It's enough, Rockbow's Estus. Even on the bridge now, I'll just eat a bunch of junk.
And the dog's still pissing on him. Okay. He's poor under a bridge. But you know what? Unlike most homeless people in the real world, he can eat the trash he lives around. So he's not all that bad. Pull yourself up by your wobble bootstraps.
Okay, I believe it's my turn to begin.
Yes, it is.
Blue, bleep, bleep, blah, 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 blue, blah, blue, bleep. This year, the pumpkins are growing well.
If harps sound like that, I want to go to hell.
How can I ever thank you? I'm so sorry to be such a burden. As an accomplice, you're still in danger. Rest well while you can. And Nuru's mantra won't reach you here. And, Ganfor?
I'm going to call him Ganfall, and he has Konus and Pagaya with him.
Yep. What a Fanger Island. Yes. All the crops is here. Oh, it's so. I see. That's good. What is juice there? Freshly pressed from the pumpkins in my garden. It's delicious, if I'd say so myself.
Indeed it is. Thank you. Codus, have some too.
And she has a sad look on her face as she stops playing. Child, on the blue sea below there are a class of people called pirates. Have you heard of them?
No.
They are criminals who sail the sea in search of plunder. These people fly a black flag with a skull on top of their ship's mast.
Those Straw Hats are probably such people. What? You're saying there were criminals from the start? Well, perhaps outsiders is a better term. In every realm, there are those who refuse to play by the rules. Right now, are you any different from them? It's all a matter of perspective. Those whose actions make them heroes in times of war might, under other circumstances, be branded as murderers. I too, have made friends with pirates. Over 20 years ago, when I was still God, they came here. They were a heroic, lively bunch. I was sad to part with them. You wouldn't know it now, but Skypiea is a land that had always had fighting. Our kind, the Sky People, and the guerrillas, the Shandians, have been locked in perpetual war. And the Shandians continue to challenge in Eneru to this very day.
When you were the god, you thought to appease the Shandians as a way to endure the 100 years of blood and the 100 years of bloodshed and bring peace to our land at last. And I was so close to succeeding when Eneru stole my seat as god. Forgive me. For all my efforts, I accomplished nothing.
What are you saying? There's no need to apologize.
There is an ancient legend here in Skypiea. Many eons ago, on the day that scared Upper Yard was
sacred
Upper Yard was born, a beautiful sound rang out from the island and enveloped the land. It was on that day that the fighting between the Shandians and the Sky People began. That is why I believe that the next time we hear the song of the island, the fighting will stop. The sky of the island, the sacred land, will sing once more. I believe this is this with all my heart. Beep, 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 as a bird flies in. What is it? What's wrong? Watch this place. Julie calls. Let's go, Pierre. Bee. Oh, that's his horse thing.
Yep, it's a bird that has a horse fruit.
Ah.
And then Gonfall and Pierre take off into the sky because, well, as we know, Chopper blew the whistle. And Conus just looks on in sadness and sips her pumpkin juice tea.
Father, this pumpkin juice is so delicious. Indeed it is. I'm glad you like it.
As Pagge begins to work on the waiver that Nami asked him to repair. And, back on this ship, things are not looking good.
Ah, stop, please stop.
Oh, no, the Going Merry's on fire.
Not the ship, please, not the ship. No,
as Chopper turns into his bigger form. I forget what it was called.
Like his human form, I thought it was.
His Hulkish form. He goes lift off the mast and. He picks up the mast and throws it!
Yeah. And throws it into the water. Ocean. And all that stuff is a shin stump where the mast used to be.
No. No. Enough already. I'm responsible for this ship. I'm not going to fail in my duty.
So what shall we do then, Boozha? The vulture. Riding Rock Boozha, this cause. You don't want me to attack your comrades. You don't want me to destroy your ship. And you don't want to die. You don't leave me with a lot of options. Sky Pier Faso, Sky Rider Shura. What a spoiled brat you are. People like you make me sick.
And then he strikes Chopper with his lance. If you care so much about living, why are you so weak? As he points the lance just next to Chopper and ignites.
Hey, stop! Your spear is burning hot! No, stop!
Why you? You are not prepared to make a sacrifice, and yet you intend to live.
What's with this guy? It's like he can predict my every move.
For one to live, another must die. That is the way of this world. You are aware that you stand atop a sacrificial altar?
Oh, they did mention that.
Quite so, and your friends are desperately trying to reach this place. On this island are four areas, each ruled by a different vassal. When a target sets foot on one of those areas, the other vassals cannot touch him. That is the rule. This sacrificial altar, however, is not part of any domain. Targets in this area are free area. This free area considered fair game. Of course, before they can come here, they'd have to survive the challenges.
So you're saying?
Yep, and they're sure that's a map where, like, there's the four challenges, but this is outside them.
So you're saying?
When Luffy and the others come to rescue me, we can't run away?
Yes, that's right. You're free to go, provided you survive being in this free area.
Uh-huh.
Those are the rules of the punish, of course. In the case of exceptions, things change slightly.
Exceptions?
Yes, for example, if three sacrificial lambs use a hoist and escape into the forest over there.
Oh, so that's what happened before.
This god's here somewhere, right? I'll go have to talk with him.
Wait, it's all his fault?
As he remembers what Shoa says. If one escapes, another must pay with death. There must be a sacrifice. Sacrifice is law. If that one returns, even more so, in order to show you the severity of the crime, offer your life to the Almighty.
No, I won't let you.
As Shuru begins to pierce him with a lance, Chopper's about to punch him, but oh shit, he gets stabbed in the shoulder. And he's pinned down with Shuru holding him by
Shura.
His neck. Shura.
Turn the page, and Gonfall, however you want to say it, is here to save the day.
Sorry to keep you waiting.
It's the Sky Knight!
Well, what an unexpected surprise. Gonfall.
And oh boy, we have our Bird Lance versus Bird Lance battle.
Yeah, the Sky Knight came!
sure is a formidable foe. Things are going to get rough, Pierre.
Pierre!
What business does a has-been god like you have in Eneru's domain? Let's have some fun, Fusa.
Do your worst. There's only what room for one god on this island. I say, a battle. And they try to swipe at each other. And no. But he... I'm trying to figure out what happens. But the Sky Knight seems to have pushed Shura off his bird.
Oh, Sky Knight!
No, he didn't just push him. Something else happened. Like, he put his hand in front of him, and then there was an explosion, and he got hit. So, think back to when Satori was...
shoved him with the hands.
They haven't explained it yet, but they probably will in like a minute.
And it's SBS corner.
Damn, sure is a jobber. I forgot how much of a jobber he was. He's a jobber, and he's not the annoying one. Oh God, that's okay. Pathetic.
Okay, so Abidi fan this. Hello, so Oda Sensei, can you give me the profiles for Captain Smoko and Hina? Are they the same captain's class and rank? Are they the same age? Are success and age unrelated?
Good job here, Oda. Please tell me how old Smoker and Ina. As for birthdays, how about saying that Smoker's is March 14th, right day, and Hina's is March 3rd, girl's day. See ya.
I'm starting to see why we gave Franziska to Rich.
Guten Tag, Herr Oda. Please tell me how old are Smoker and Hina. As for birthdays, how about just saying the Smoker's is March 14th and Hina's is March 3rd, Girls' Day. See ya.
I put the two inquiries together. Birthdays, huh? That sounds good. As for age, Smoker is 34 and Hina's 32. They joined the Navy at the same time, and naturally, Hina was an exceptional recruit. But Smoker was a problem, never listening to his superior's orders. Call it fate or whatever, they've known each other for a long time. Smoker, who's not very adept at climbing the ladder of success, has been on the verge of discharge countless times and was saved by Hina. But in any case, they have both shown themselves to be exceptional Navy officers and were promoted to captain while still quite young.
I have a question for Oda-sensei. In Chapter 212, is that thing connected to the rain-making and ship up? Billow bike? It's supposed to be okay on the ocean, right? What kind of bike is it anyway?
It's actually an amphibious bike. Billower comes from the word billow, as in large wave, and that's why its tires are extra wide. I intend to use them in a story someday. Whenever someday is.
Well, maybe that someday is in...
Chapter 249, The Village Hidden in the Cloud.
Upper's Omniforce Rampage, Volume 12, Chomp Chomp Factory... Playing on the dry riverbed among the trash and look like Robert's been keeping himself busy as he constructed a bunch of robo-animals.
Yep, he just...
Are those mech suits for them or something?
I think it's a mixture of the two. I think he's like making... he might be making like toys or something like that. Because like most of the trash was like toys that were just thrown by the river. All right, so it's now my turn and... Chopper's still freaking out. Sky Knight! As Shura falls. And Fuza goes to collect him. Yeah! They're just circling the altar now.
We need one more thrust. Full speed, Pierre!
Nope, Shura's not out yet. He just got winded a little bit. Charge!
Why you...
Surely you already knew this before you came, but you are a wanted criminal. Until an old fool, you shall feel the power of my wrath. String challenge! Ka-ka-ka-ka! And, there's some place else where this, girl is just jumping on the clouds before going into one of them. Sandians. Gorillas. Hidden Cloud Village. And yeah, it's a hidden village of a bunch of tents.
Yeah, so Native American. It looks very reminiscent of like Native American teepees. Turning the page.
Where have you been, Isa?
Oops! Oh, it's you, Kamakiri!
Upper Yard again? You have a Varus in your bag, don't you? You should be careful. That game could cost you your life.
Yeah, well, that's my... It's not like you'll ever beat Enru. Shandian, Isa. And then somebody else come... oh, it's still Kamakiri. As she runs away and he picks up his knife. Ah, that brat. This our chance? For some reason, Gonfall has returned to the upper yard. The old man still believes that he can bring peace to the entire Floating Island. Ob, you recognize that mask from before?
Oh, yeah.
He's wrong. Our only options are victory or defeat. The only way this ends is through war.
The great warrior Kalagara's final orders are bring back the light of Sandora.
Kalgara.
That's Sandora.
Kalgara.
Kalgara.
Yeah, that was just the guy's name that they mentioned.
That's what we're gonna do. And, it's a Native American with rings and a giant fucking bazooka. Holy shit.
Yeah, that's the guy that attacked him before, remember?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Sandian warrior. Wiper.
Yes, you pronounced that right. His name is Wiper.
I don't care if it's that old Kajo Gonfall or his usurper Inuru. Oh. Those who rule under the title of God and their followers are sworn enemies. Each and every one of them must be destroyed. Wiper, someone on Angel Island has defeated Enru. It's the first time since Enru took power 6 years ago. And what of it? Gonfall saved his girl from punishment, and for his intervention has been branded a criminal by Enru.
As a Sky Knight, Gonfall has never hurt any of us. Granted, he never tried to confront Enru directly, but now this very person has set foot in Upper Yard. If Gonfall and one of the vassals end up killing each other, so much the better. Or are you suggesting that Gonfall should be not considered the enemy? Just because we share a common foe doesn't make us allies. If you have a problem with that, then stay out of the battle. Do I make myself clear, Rocky? She was Locky in the anime. I'm gonna go with the anime. Do I make myself clear, Locky? You'll only be in the way. Isa?
Ah! What? Why? It's not like I went to the upper yard.
I wouldn't go in there right now if I were you. Our fearless leader, Kalgra's descendant, is seething mad.
Wiper, he's scary. Scarier than a god.
And it's back with Nika, Robin, and Cheryl, and Nami. You find that, well, so strange? Don't you? Look at it. It's underneath a tree. Nature and civilization are totally out of whack. If any case, you should get back to following that cloud river. We'll never get anywhere wandering in this forest. So much for finding God. Whoever built this couldn't have known that a tree would grow like this. I've never seen anything like it. Hey, Nami, what do you see from up there? And Nami's up in a tree looking through her binoculars. The secret island where the God dwells. Up a yard. Hey, something. Is it God? Did you see something? This island. No way, as Nami looks shocked from what she saw.
And what does she see? You're not going to find out right away. And it's back to the Gonfall versus Shura fight.
Whoa. I don't know what's going on, but it's amazing.
I take it you're not open to negotiations. So be it. You're a tired old man with tired skills. And they just continue to go into a fencing war.
Rawr! What's with this battle?
Heaven's punishment. Foolish girl, what was he thinking? It's back in the village. We dare not risk angering Almighty Nuru. And the battle continues on, with none of them showing signs of slowing down. And back with Konus and her father. Save them, us?
Yes, that's right. Let's do our best to help those people escape.
As Gonfall thinks...
What's this? My body suddenly feels so heavy.
Gotcha. What's wrong, Gonfall?
Scott, what did you do? I can't move my body. Why?
As he thinks back to what Konus said,
please come back to us, God.
A dying man needs no answer.
The sacred land will sing once more. I bleed this with all my heart.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
Shura stabs Gonfall right with his flaming spear.
The mysterious string challenge. Even a withered old has-been like you can enter the upper yard. But don't think for a moment that you can overcome the vassal's challenges. Enru is all-powerful. You'll never reach his heights.
And then he sends Godfall plummeting into the quote-unquote water. That's a sky dice!
Okay, so it's another SBS corner.
I have a question for Oda-sensei. I always wonder during my Pandaman searches, who is this guy that's always near Pandaman? And what is that thing he's always carrying?
Huh? Who is he? He's Tomato Gang, of course. Yep, definitely Tomato Gang. There's no other answer. He's the collection guy trying to collect the money Pandaman owes. He seems to be holding a pistol. But there are rumors that it's actually a sushi roll, and yeah, it's a little crude drawing of Tomato Gang.
Oh, he is lying through his ass, and I love it. Odachi, hello! In volume 25, the guy Shoujo, who showed up after Bellamy got beat up, had a weird logo on his clothes. What's a cyber panda? Please answer through ventriloquism.
And...
Oh, he's cursed against Conker's Bad Fur Days.
Yeah, right. Now who's the dummy? Okay, enough of that. Those clothes are, and then all that job symbols again. Now who's the dummy? Sorry for putting you through that twice. I've been getting lectures that SBS is too haphazard lately, so I'm seriously sorry. Really, I'm sorry. Anyway, Cyber Panda is a knockoff of the Dushuko One Panda brand. And what's scary is that it's more expensive than the original Dushuko Panda. So please be careful, panda shoppers. It's a crude drawing of Cyber Panda.
So it's like, to make it like nice sense, like it's like a knockoff of like the American Eagle clothing brand, and it's like Mexican Vulture or something like that, you know?
Okay.
But you know what we're about to knock off? This chapter, and then start reading. Speaking of knockoffs, chapter 250, Ball Dragon.
Rapper's Omniverse Rampage, volume 13. My choice, capture the heart of the children, and sure enough, it's all the kids playing with the bizarrely made toys Wappos made.
We're on the island of misfit toys. Oh my god. That I'm now canonizing that the island of misfit toys were all Wappos creations.
Oh god, that's great. Okay. Oh, it's my turn, right?
Yes, it's our third chapter of the episode.
Ganfall has fallen.
Yeah, he's now gone fallen.
Yep. Right? Oh, he falls right into the cloud sea. River.
Pee-pee! I had to save him. Sky Knight. The Sky Sox here.
This is a wrap for the Almighty Enru. Enru. Sky Knight, as Chopper jumps in. Hey, you're shown, aren't you? Are you crazy? Oh, right. Devil's fruit. Uh-oh.
Yeah, that was really dumb.
Meow, meow, meow!
That's right, you're a Zoan too. What a waste, as Sura appears behind Pierre. Join your master! As, oh, he stabs Pierre too, and no, he sends him into the water. All too easy. Such unworthy foes are a waste of my time. If the river were bottomless, perhaps they'd stand a chance of surviving. Unfortunately, this river does have a bottom. Now, I wonder if the three escapees have been captured yet. And sure enough, it sounds like the ordeal of string, or challenge of string, was a failure. But speaking of ordeals, we're going back to the next one on the next page.
Uh-oh, yeah, this guy again.
Playtime is over. You might as well give up. I'm a vassal. I know no rival.
Oh, and he can suck like one big dragon out of his balls.
He looks like the dragon from Crash 3.
Yeah, Sanji, Luffy, and Usopp are exhausted.
I can't go on. I have so many skills. My heart won't hold up. You are out of options. Soon your precious ship will be out of the forest. And then it will all be over. Unless you can fly like birds. You will never leave this place. Wander the forest until you die. Exhaust your strength and waste away.
That's not going to happen, as Luffy does a Gum Gum pistol, but Sasori dodges it again.
Oh, yes, it will. Surprise ball attack, a ball dragon, as he sends the Chinese dragon made of balls towards him. I was not going to say Dragon Ball.
Ah! Ho, ho, ho!
Which one is the fireball? How exciting! My ball dragon is made of surprise clouds. Some are filled with blades, others with explosives, and one is a special fireball. Burst the fireball with such a fiery chain reaction.
As it starts chasing Luffy around, but Usopp's back up. He's hiding from the dragon. Now's my chance. I'll leave it to you, Luffy! Man, no, I thought he was blinding something, but he's running.
As Luffy begins to run up a tree, but jumps off and grabs onto the back of the dragon.
What?
Oh, I get it. This thing's being controlled by a string as he... Yep, he grabbed onto the string that he's using to control the dragon. Let's see how tough you are with... And it cut off his lifeline.
Not that! I can't manipulate the ball dragon, that little punk! You come over here!
And yeah, he starts yanking on the string, but Luffy pulls onto the string dragon.
Let go of that rope, you idiot!
And Sachiri sees Luffy and the dragon hurtling towards him, and then a massive explosion. And then the dust settles as tons of weapons and stuff are just planted throughout all the roots of the tree.
Oh, that was close. Lenin's dead. Almost took me with him. Perhaps it was his plan all along. I'll have to do better next time. Let's control the situation. If I let things get to me like this get to me, I will interfere with my mantra.
Man, that was close. Jolly, you idiot! As Luffy appears behind Sachiri.
Found it. As Usopp is on the top of the canopy of the forest.
I knew it. That's the exit, all right. Why didn't we figure out any sooner? We fell from high up, so naturally the exit's gotta be at the same altitude. Now that I found the way to exit, the ship's route doesn't matter. I better hurry. That explosion didn't sound good. I hope the guy's all right. Get away from me, Ryu!
Hang on to him, Luffy. Hey, don't let that lumpy loose out of your grip.
You!
Sanji, you alive? Sanji's just sitting on top of one of the balls. Barely, you almost killed me with that explosion. Think before you act. Anyway, dumpling guy, as he begins to light a cigarette, you keep hopping about challenge this and challenge that. Frankly, I couldn't care less about your stupid rules. But considering that there are a couple of damsels waiting for me to rescue them, I accept your so-called fastest challenge. But you should know.
I have my own challenge. A love challenge. Is he crazy too? And Luffy has just wraps his arms around Sasha like a rubber band around a ball.
Hey, you guys, not fair. Cowards, it's two against one.
You kidnapped my friends without warning, made the cute angels cry, and you tried to kill them. So you tell me who's the coward.
Yeah, he's right. Being able to predict our moves is must be pretty handy to fight, but won't do any good if you can't get out of the way. Stop, you fools! Don't you know what you're doing? I'm a vassal. I serve the god. Let's go. Hey, are you listening? Not submitting to the judgment of God's vassal is considered a class one offense. If you so much as lay a hand on me, you're as good as declaring a war on by the almighty Eneru.
Shut your mouth before the flavors escape. For example, to get the ultimate flavor of pepper in a minguanette, it's not the size or the coarseness that matters, but how you crack it. Do it right, and the sealed in flavor will burst into exquisite taste as Sanji begins to do a spiral jump towards him. Basically, I think like Sonic's multi-jump from the Sonic Adventure games. So the trick is to release it all at once.
Stop, stop! Oh no, I'm not good with pain! As Sanji barrels towards him.
Konkasha! As he just whacks him in the head, making a steep fall out.
That's what it looks like without his glasses, by the way.
Oh god! His eyes are sunken in, and oh my god.
Sunken in, they're popping out. It's like a frog.
Oh yeah, you're right. And it's another SBS corner. I'll be the fan this time.
And the last thing he thinks is before he dies is, someday I'll find the rainbow connection, the vassals, the god, and me.
Before a party, Buggy always says, "Yeah, right, Decca! Let's live it up!" What's that phrase all about? My mother says it means let's have a party. Is that a dialect or something?
Mm,
I get this question often. I figured people would grasp the meaning of the context. Yes, it's a dialogue. It's Edo-ese, meaning it's a phrase used in old Tokyo. There are a few old phrases like that still used in downtown Tokyo to this day. There's Teande, which means, what are you saying? They say that Edoko, the true Tokyoites, are impatient. So the phrase, Yaraide ka! Is short for Yaranaide iru ka! I asked my friends from that area, so I know it's right. I've been wanting to introduce an Edeko pirate crew. It could be funny. Someday.
Hi, Odachi. I heard from a friend the other day that Shoko Tsuya, the anime voice of Karu, is actually Hirokai Hirata. Who does Sanji? Huh? It's a lie.
Quack. Yes, that's the voice of Hirata-san, who does Sanji. Furthermore, Eyelashes of Alabaster is done by Yamaguchi-san, who does Usopp. In the anime, there are times where Sanji won't appear or Zoro won't appear, so the actors don't have any lines. When that happens, the voice actors get to mess around, like doing animal voices, but they don't want to use their own names for such roles, hence something like Soko Tsuya appears in the credits. So it's important for animals, so please listen to the voice carefully. If it says Soko Tsuya, it's probably one of the Straw Hats.
And we might see more Straw Hats in...
Chapter 251, Overture.
Bappo's Omniverse Rampage, Volume 14. Selling toys to make some cash. And sure enough, he's opened up a toy store under its bridge. And it looks like the prices have been cut down repeatedly. He's done out at like
200,000 berries.
200,000 berries. And
he's been haggled down to 50.
Yeah.
And he looks depressed as hell during it. Congrats, you idiot bitch. This is what working retail is like. All right, it's now your turn to begin the chapter. Or it's actually, no, I'm sorry. No, I thought this was the end, so it's mine. So we're back with the Shandians in the Hidden Cloud Village.
Let's get this straight, Aisa. According to your mantra, two of them are down for the count?
Uh-huh. They blink out at about the same time. Gonfall and probably one of the Kami's, the God's Vassals.
That works out perfectly. It seems heaven has answered our prayers. Now is the time to destroy the God's Vassals.
When are you going to get over that your fear of Wiper? You're in my way.
As Gia smacks Aisa. Ow!
Say, Lucky, what is it? The defeated vassal wasn't brought down by Gonfall. It was these other people. I don't know who they are, but they're real scary. Be careful, okay? Hey, give me your bag. Huh? No way. This is my secret bag. I keep my treasure inside. Yes, I know. Let me help you gather some. Huh? Really?
And it shoots up. Luffy, Sanji, I found a bone. Oh, it's about to leave the forest. Huh? Hurry. Well, if it isn't Usopp, still alive, I see. He spit out the explosion, so I thought he was blown away. The boat! I almost forgot! Come on, we better run! Nice work, Usopp! And I say, hurry up. Oh no, it's the route to the exit! Hey guys, grab onto my body, hurry! Your body? I won't let you go, Kawasumaru Usopp! And his grappling belt catches onto the headmast of the boat. Alright, call it! Amazing, Usopp! As he drags as a rhythm. Oh, did you see that? My Usopp worked like a... Oh, no! They just escaped. They're swinging into a bunch of trees.
They're getting ping-ponged on the way up.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they look like they lost that fight because they're now all, like, covered in bruises and stuff. Like,
we're alive, right?
Idiot, you're gonna pay for this. You know, it would have been easier if I stretched.
Karasumaru, the dial ship, makes a safe out of the Forest of No Return and heads for the upper yard. And then they just show a knocked out Satori who, he still looks fucking weird with his bolts on eyes. And then back to Zoro, Nami, and Nico Robin.
Hey, Nami, speak up. What are you looking at?
Just be quiet and follow me. We have to get to the seaside. But first,
how do I get down?
You're the leader. You figure it out. So when we reach the shore, you'll tell us what you saw? Yes, I have to verify this up close. Even I'm not sure what I saw.
And deep in the forest, standing up on an altar, so Satori has fallen. He let his mantra slip. He was weak. Even so, it seems you may have underestimated these blue sea people. They're no ordinary intruders. It seems things are heating up at the sacrifice altar as well. I can ignore that for now. Nobody's getting off this island right now.
Oh my god, I forgot all about that. I forgot all about this.
And look like he's biting into his bottomless are sunken into his mouth.
Exactly. I'm trying. I don't know if they're going to explain what this is just yet, but I'll wait for them. But you already got the idea of what he's doing.
Yeah. Do you hear the lamentations of the fallen Holly? So many chances, and yet this outcome is always the same.
Another change. His dog's name is Holy, and they changed it to Holly. What the fuck, Viz?
Sure took out Gunfall. A win for us, but on the other hand, the intruders overcame Satori's ball challenge. A lot of things are happening today, and now the guerrillas are hoping to take advantage of this with an all-out assault. They hope to confront God, but I'll cut them down before they get anywhere near him. And always another guy, with bald sunglasses. The sun is about to set, and the enemies of Enoru, there will be no dawn.
And then all of a sudden there's just a flash of light as Shandians are getting on their rocket skates and headed towards somewhere.
Now listen up, everyone. Right now the upper yard's in turmoil. We'll never have this opportunity again. Our target is the God's temple. Do not fear the false god. The spirit of the great warrior Kalgar will watch over us. Right.
Oh, yep, it's Wiper and the rest of the Shandians headed for the upper yard, because now that Satri's gone, there's an opening for them.
Braham, Roger, Kamakiri, Genbo, Wee, Rocky, yeah. Everyone comes back alive. Now break! Oh, and he shoots out from his bazooka. Swear by the soul of the great warrior, Kalgara! Boom! Oh, we will bring back the light of Shandora. I see.
The Shandians are here.
I see other Fasos notice.
And then it's back to the chopper.
Huh? What? I'm alive. But how?
And yeah, it looks like he got Pierre and Gonfall out.
Sky Knight, thank goodness. It's Weird Bird, too. They're alive, but barely. I have to treat their wounds right away. But who pulled us up and placed us here?
Joe!
Oh, I forgot that this happened. Oh, yeah. I forgot all about this. Well, they don't show you who it is, but you can kind of guess by the sound that they made.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, back to Zoro, Nami, and Nico Robin.
Hey, take a look at this. Doesn't it look familiar?
What's going on? How can something we saw on the ground be up here? It's the same thing, right?
No, it's not. This is just a fragment of what we saw on the ground. In other words, this island was once on the ground. That also explains why this island isn't made of clouds like the other floating islands.
I thought there was something funny about that building. How I had a second story but no stairs, and how it was built right on the edge of that cliff. That was no natural cliff. The island was ripped apart!
Oh, I was wondering when this would come back in play. And it's a flashback back onto the island where Nolan the Idiot claimed there used to be a bunch of gold.
Nolan the Liar! Nolan the Idiot!
Nolan the Lion. Oh, sorry. Hey, it's only plywood. What? There's only half a house. The rest is fake. This is the landmass that was torn away. The floating island is part of Jawa.
Oh my god, it's Jaya!
Jaya, shit.
But anyway, how about that reveal?
Oh my, wow.
I don't think you saw this coming, did you?
No.
It's like, where's the other half of the house? It's right here. I wonder if you... Well, we can talk about it at the end of the episode. Oh, it's a big spread.
Jojo!
Whoa. Huge south birds. Why?
Oh, you stopped your 2 months. Yeah, it's just going around the different Straw Hat groups. And then Luffy is doing an impression of Zoro now. Oh, you're stopped your 2 months.
Oh, it's morning.
Quit joking around, you idiots. And then back to them. So ages ago, for whatever reason, the island of Jaya split apart and part of it ended up here.
So the El Dorado that Nolan claimed was once on the island didn't sink to the bottom of the sea 400 years ago. All this time, the missing Jaya was floating in the sky.
Ooh.
And that's the end of the chapter. They end on that big reveal.
And it's SBS time. Okay, who's Oda?
It's my turn to be Oda again.
Good morning. In volume 25, chapter 235, page 174, I didn't read the word Roman adventure as moron. Chestnut. I'm sure many other readers saw this as well. Cricket's head is shaped like a chestnut after all. Would you consider changing it to Maron? Mariyaguchi fan club, Captain Bochin.
No! What are you saying, Cripes? You understand the theme of the Jaya arc, don't you? It's all about a man's adventure. Jeez! He's cool, that man. How can you even think of that, of Marin? It's totally different. Plus, in that arc, not one mention was made of Marin or chestnuts. Let me make that clear. The Jaya arc is about a man's adventure.
Hello, Oda-sensei. I was reading a book on mythology at the library recently, and I saw a Chinese monkey monster named Shoujo. Is that where you got the name for your Shoujo? I got so excited. What's the story? Fuchiko.
That's originally the source, but in Japan, the kanji's different. Although it can refer to that same mythological beast, more commonly, Shoujo refers to an orangutan. So that's why I use the name. That's also how I got the name Mashira. In Japan, monkeys were once called Mashira, so I used that for the name as well. Ah, a little bit of lore for you.
Hopefully I'll stop fucking up the pronunciations of these words in...
Chapter 252, Junction.
Rapper's Omniverse Rampage, Volume 15. Rapper's Toy Store is officially open for business. And all the kids seem happy about the new Toy Store stand, but Rapper, not so much.
That's because he works retail now.
Okay, let's see, and it's...
Your turn.
My turn. Oh, shit. Yippee! Thank you, God! As Nami exclaims, we went through so much to get to Skype here. Now it turns out to be El Dorado. This is my world before always doing what's right. Isn't it, God? Hey, I thought you were afraid of this silence, God. God? Who cares about them? I mean, is there anything more valuable than gold? But you just said thank you, God. Half the time, I don't think she knows what she's saying. Oh, and back with, what was his name again?
Shura.
Ka 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 ka! As he seems to be fine to Shandians. Futile.
And then back to Luffy's team. They're still on the Karamasu. Karasumaro, sorry. What's that place? No doubt about it. This is the area for the next challenge. There's going to be another vassal. Stay alert. Oh, crap. One challenge is enough. We'll be string or iron or swamp. It's just a prayer with a bunch of big flowers. Flowers? Look closely. Those are skulls on top of poles. Oh, yeah. Something's coming. And then the scrolls that was running are cracking. Ah, they're here. But there's no vassal. It's Wiper, Kamakiri, and the rest of them. Hopping over the Luffy's crew.
And, oh yeah, the leader, what was his name?
Wiper.
Wiper. How can I forget that?
Yeah, it's a dumb Luffy name.
And as they leap above the boat, Wiper tries to shoot his bazooka at him. Why, you gum gum, as he inflates and catches it. Huh? A permissile user? Balloon! And dispatches it right back. Wiper, why do you go after them? Do we go after them? No, leave them. Those are the same masked gorillas we saw on the White Sea. Hey, you, what's the big idea? You don't want to mess with us. And Wiper seems pretty mad about that.
So you're the ones, the Blue Sea people who are shaking up things in Skypiea. If you value your life, go back to the Blue Sea. If you insist on interfering on this island, we'll erase you along with Enaru.
Is it a threat? Bring it on, Baldy! No, stop! Don't say another word!
Wait, so the gorillas and the god aren't on the same side?
Of course. That assumes you're even strong enough to get off this island.
And then they just march forward.
Just who are those guys?
Whoever they are, they aren't friendly with that god Enaru guy. They sure don't seem friendly to us!
I told you this place would be nothing but trouble! Let's keep moving.
And, the dog Holly is Does find a way out of those Sandians as they continue to fight. Some with swords, some with firearms. And they continue to fight more with that one angry looking guy. And mind if I get this next one since there wasn't any dialogue in those last two pages?
Yeah, go ahead.
Back with Luffy and crew. Oh boy! Loopity loop! Let her rip! Karasumaru! This Milky Road sure is a fun ride. We've been on it for a long time. Yeah, and nothing happened on that prairie earlier. Maybe we'll go straight to the altar and... Oh, yep, they continue... Cut back to that fight with the Sandians and the, holy guys. The day's coming to an end. The sunset must be behind the clouds. So dusk comes to Sky Pier 2.
Yes, because they're up by the... They're up by the sun. You can keep going. There's one more panel. One more page.
Yep. It's Viper and that...
The guy with the villain mustache is Shura.
And Shura fighting. And Viper has his bazooka point blank at that one angry guy. And boom!
Yeah, don't worry. I don't think they've revealed the name of the other guy yet. Or that two of the vassals haven't had their name revealed yet. Chopper, where are you? Did something happen? Chopper! The Going Merry's mast is missing. There's no time to redecorate the ship. He wouldn't do that. He was attacked. Chopper, we're sorry we're late. You're here, aren't you? Answer me. Chopper. Maybe he was torn limb from limb. Don't even joke about that. Hey, Chopper, aren't you here? Did something happen? And sure enough, Chopper doing his trademark poor hide.
Nothing scary happened. No, it was business as usual.
Yeah, okay, Chopper, we know you're tough. It's okay, you can tell us everything. Huh? Hey, look, it's the Going Merry, that's the altar. Hey, Nami, Robin, I passed the love challenge. What was it? That was the big challenge? Oh, yeah, Luffy, Usopp, and Sanji have finally reached the altar. Were you guys scared? Never fear, Captain Usopp is here. They seem to be in good spirits. That's a relief.
And they board the ship and...
Oh, the mast! It's gone! Oh, Usopp, I'm sorry. I tried to stop him, but there was a big fire. I did what I could.
Did you take care of your wounds, huh?
Uh-huh.
A burning spear is serious business. I just kind of didn't get burnt to the crisp. I must get always be replaced, but we can't replace you.
I'm gonna be a strong, reliable man. Hey, Chopper, where's the old wheel guy? Didn't say he was badly hurt. It should... Yeah, the Sky Knight.
And back below deck. Heck, he's laying on a little bed.
All because you gave us a whistle and came back to help us. If the Sky Knight hadn't come, the ship and I would be goners.
There's lots of things I want to ask him, but let's wait until he's awake.
You too. Ooh, thanks. Beep, beep.
Luffy just playing with his beard.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to fix this ship tonight, so return to Ancient Island. We'll have to wait until tomorrow. Let's go into the forest and set up camp by the lakeside. Is there anything happening, it'd be easier to fight out there.
Yahoo! Yes, we're going camping! Fun times! Now, wait a minute! Camping? We're in enemy territory! We can't just...
And, okay, I get the last page then. Attention, everyone! Thank you for all your reports! Many things are becoming clear thanks to the data. It turns out that this island is... Oh my god, Usopp has a chalkboard. And what's this month? It's the very El Dorado that the Monkey Mountain Island Forest was searching for! No kidding? I told you earlier! And what's this mantra thing all about? I'm not sure, but I think they use it to predict our moves. Chopper, you want some of this, the smash some more? Yes. Make it easy to swallow. His digestive tract was hurt pretty bad. A city of gold, huh? Now this is the kind of adventure I've been waiting for. That's the spirit. You catch on quickly. Hey now, Luffy. Don't tell me you forgot the warning of the gorilla guy gave us. The god will be angry. It sounds like fun. Come on. We're pirates. We can't just ignore it when fate drops a treasure trove in our path. We're in enemy territory and vastly outnumbered. Those are my kind of odds. All right. Let's do it. Let's find that gold. And that's the end of the chapter.
And it's SBS Corner this time, and I'll be Oda.
All right. Hello, I'm a great fan. This is my question. Hello, I'm a great fan of Nami, and here's a question. The bracelet Nami is wearing in Volume 23 must be very valuable since she wears it even when she's bathing. I checked through the whole volume, and she's had it on since she left Cocoa Village. And before that, looks like she gave, like Nojiko was wearing it. Did Nojiko give it to Nami when she left Coco Village? Sure, there's a tearful tale of sisterly love here. Please tell me the truth behind this. Bon-chan.
Yes, the bracelet. On the morning of their part in Volume 2, wait, Volume 11. Is that 2 or 11?
It's 11.
It was no longer on Nojiko's wrist, and on her shoulder are the tattoos that represent her foster parents. Tangerines for Belle-Marie.
Belle-Mare.
Belle-Mare, and a pinwheel for Genzo. And on her left wrist is a bracelet from her big sister. Although they aren't related by blood, Nami's family is always close, even across the great blue deep.
This is out of the blue, but I love coloring. Oda-sensei, please do more coloring pages of the seven main characters. Lots and lots, please. Michi the sophomore.
Oh, you like to color. Coloring is fun, isn't it? Speaking of which, we haven't had a coloring page lately. I'll add one. It's on page 166. So about that. Black parts on the image have already been filled in. Sorry, but this is how the file was created. If you had any requests for illustrations, please let me know. Until the next Crescent Corner.
And that's going to do it for this episode. And this is actually, like I said in the last episode, this is our last episode we're recording in 2024. So the next time you and I read One Piece, it will be 2025.
Oh, shit.
So, Austin, I got to get your thought on these chapters overall, how the Skypiea arc is faring for you so far.
Well, I definitely didn't see that twist coming, that the pace that Nolan the Lion said the gold was. It was brought all the way up to Skypiea and not sunken into the ocean.
Yep.
Like, holy crap.
And I wonder if you have any theories as to about how it got there, maybe.
I'm thinking this Enuru guy had something to do with it, maybe.
You know, I probably shouldn't answer you. That's not me saying yes or no, but I'm like, no, I don't think I want to tell you. So your only hint is that you've already seen a possibility at some point in this manga of how that happened, but you're not going to find out about it for quite some time. So as for you guys, there won't be much of a difference. The next episode will go out as scheduled in 2 weeks, or if you want to support us on Patreon, you'll actually get it next week. And if you want to do that, please feel free. Patreon.com/superbonusround is where you can support the podcast. You get episodes a week before they're supposed to go out. Because this is a bi-weekly podcast, so like that 1 week where we break. If you're a patron, you get it that extra that week earlier. And also you get access to commentary tracks for our movie and special reviews. Remember, those will always be free, the reviews themselves. But the commentary tracks are exclusive to Patreon. And speaking of supporting the podcast, if you want to help us grow and spread the word faster, make sure you check us out on our other platforms. We're on Spotify. We're on Apple Podcasts. I want to say Google Podcasts, but that's no longer a thing. So we're on YouTube. We're a YouTube podcast. That's what we started out as anyway. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe on the Super Bonus Round channel. Rate and review us on all the other podcast platforms. And I think on Spotify, you can leave comments too. Mm-hmm. So make sure you do all that. Let us know how we're doing and what else you'd like to see for the podcast. And maybe any potential guests that you think should be on there. I have a couple in mind for later in the podcast, but if you know anybody, throw them our way. Maybe we'll ask. Until then, thank you guys again so much for listening. I've been John Mugiwara JM.
I'm Chad Peanut.
And remember, when binging the devil's fruits, you might want to save this one for 2025. Some things you should eat pretty early. You know what? This bit sucks. I'm abandoning that. I'll do better in the new year. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for binging the Devil's Fruit with us today. If you'd like to enhance your binging experience even further, for just $3 a month, not only do you get access to episodes 1 week before they go live for the public, you also get exclusive access to our commentary tracks for our One Piece anime movie special reviews on our Patreon. The review episodes themselves will always be free to all listeners, but if you want the commentary tracks, that's patreon.com/superbonusround. Thanks for your support.